It is definitely a war. Then peace. We are recapping two episodes on Grey's tonight, episodes 15 and 16. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I can't keep doubting myself now.
This was a powerful song.
Anything by Mary J. Blige is powerful, though, you guys.
Oh, my God.
It's Mary J. Blige.
It was so dope. So dope.
Like, it brought me more into that scene when I heard the song.
They're about to take care of business right now.
Yeah. Shonda Rhimes always does good song choices.
She does. Yes. I would have to admit that wholeheartedly. You guys, welcome. I am sitting in for Kelly this week. We're sitting in Kelly's chair today. We actually kind of run the show together. She's out this week, but she will be back next week. I am Shannon Bobo, and I have our regular panel with us today.
What's up, guys? I'm Timothy Michael. You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Timothy Mike. And to my left.
Yes, it's Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lanisha_33.
Yeah. Oh, wow, guys. It's a powerful couple of episodes.
It has.
Yeah. First of all, we missed you guys.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in this week with us.
Mm-hmm.
We miss Kelly. Kelly's going to be out this week, but she'll be back next week.
She will be. Hard and strong. Our core four.
But Shannon is going to lead us.
Yes, we're going to lead. It's a tomorrow to nowhere. I don't know where we're going to go. But a lot has gone on the last two episodes, and it kind of like beautifully bled into each other, too, you know, as per usual. The series. Let's start with like last week with everything that was going on with DeLuca and Alex.
That was actually really. I just want to touch up on that really quick because this is the first time that we've seen Alex back into the OR,
mm-hmm.
and of course, with Grey's dramatic fashion, he has to work with DeLuca,
right.
which I actually thought that was cool because we got a little bit of Riggs in there as well. And we never really get to see Riggs in the operating room anymore because he's too busy with Meredith and Maggie stalking him and all this other stuff. That it was nice to see Riggs, you know, have a different stance and be in peds, but clearly he was stepping on some toes.
Exactly. Yeah. Like with the baby that was going on, like, how could we do this surgery? Like that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And then it was like, the little ego trip right there, because it was like, he was like, well, I'm heart surgeon. I know this. I know how to do this. And then McGrath is like, well, I'm peds, and I've been working on little babies. Like, it's different than you just doing an adult, you know, heart transplant or whatever was going on. Mm-hmm. Like, it's different. Like, children's bodies, babies' bodies are different. They're a lot smaller.
Yeah. Especially when you know it's your patient. Like, when it's your case, you have control over that patient because it is your case, and you hear it all the time. This is my patient, get out.
Right.
They love that line. My patient, get out. So in that instance, I definitely sided with Alex for last week because I felt like Riggs was overstepping. And you know, Alex has been trained by Arizona, who's been trained by what's her face's character,
I forget her name.
Oh gosh, guys in the chat, let me know what's her face's name. But these people have been trained by these head ped surgeons, and so Alex, he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So Riggs
just needs
to take a step back. But I will say that Riggs was right in the end.
Thank God we didn't lose a life while we were deciding that.
Yeah.
Thank God the baby. Right. And I thought it was beautiful the way DeLuca just kind of, I mean, this is, again, Shonda Rhimes style. Like, all of a sudden, it just wasn't even an issue that they just quashed everything that was going on. Like, they just kind of got along
again.
I had
a little bit of a thing when they were in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kara was like, so are we cool? And DeLuca was like, what? You know what I mean? His reaction. But it's like, no, but are we okay to work together? Now, we don't have to be friends. I'm not asking like that. But are we okay to work together? He's like, these are babies. So I just need to know we're on the same page as far as working.
I completely agree with you. I think that it was good for them to call it out right in the beginning before they worked together any longer. But now I feel like there's going to be a thing again. Because of this
whole
little
riff,
the surgery and the way that, you know, DeLuca went behind his back and put him on the Unisys, even though in the end they were right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Alex
is
prideful, so he's not going to admit to being wrong.
All right. So, and there was a lot of little relationship swatches going on in episode 15 as well. Like, we started off with, again, the title being Civil War. Richard and Catherine, he's sleeping at the hospital.
Oh, I like them together.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly what we learned from this episode is that Catherine Avery does not discriminate on the men's. So good for her. But I mean, I love them together, and I feel like they've come so far in their relationship.
Oh, you mean discriminated? You talk about episode 16, like, yeah, literally. Yeah. Okay,
just a little bleed, yeah, in there. But I feel, okay, like with Richard and Catherine, just going back to last week, I like them together, and I feel like they've come so far, as I said. So it bothers me when they're going through these hard times because they are so perfect together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And him sleeping in the on-call room and not going on home. I think they're both stubborn people.
Mm-hmm. A little ego involved there. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. For Richard. Like, he's having some issues with, yeah, you know, his wife. Everything, not... Yeah. His wife kind of pulled the carpet from under him, basically. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't blame, like, him for...
The moment when all of them were in the operating room with... Jackson in April, and then Catherine and Richard, they were just all the dynamics. Going at it. But when she was telling, when Catherine was telling April, like, oh, we'll go to see Hamilton in Chicago. And he's like, oh, she's going to go see Hamilton without me? You know, it was like another day. Like, oh, she's going to do this without me too? You know?
I love this relationship because Jackson is like a stepson, yes, almost, yeah, to Richard.
Yeah. And it's a very unique family. Modern family, let's, yeah, call it that.
And usually the sons don't really like the stepdads. They, yeah, have like this protective thing over their moms. But
he's Jackson, been protecting. Yeah, I was, yeah, like, wait. Like,
I love that. I love, yeah, that Jackson always sticks up for Weber in spite of his mother. Because, mm-hmm, I mean, as we know, Catherine is a
very strong person. Woman.
Mm-hmm. So
from the baby name, Harriet, you mean like Tubman?
Okay,
Kevin.
No.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I just feel like with the two of, like, the relationship that they've evolved between Jackson and Weber has just been a different dynamic than the typical I don't like you, mm-hmm, because mother, you're my father, mom's,
yeah, 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 son, you're my mom's new man. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I understand. I think it's partly because his mother, as we learn in episode 16, she was kind of like a mother and a father. So it's like,
right. That, you know, that's another thing, because
that's a really good point if, yeah, you think about it.
Catherine is, and you know, Jazz 411-73. I hope I didn't butcher that. So they both have very healthy egos, very good observation.
Oh,
they
do healthy?
Have very, they do have very good,
definitely very have egos, though. Egos,
yes, and I feel like that's because Catherine had to be mother and father, yep, to Jackson,
and as we learned very well in episode 16.
Yes, and Weber had to come through, you know, discrimination and racism all through his career while having an affair with one of his fellow surgeons, mm-hmm, so they have both come through things to make them where they are, and this is why they both have egos, which they should.
Yes,
they're both, right, great, mm-hmm, doctors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand that, and I want to talk a little bit about Amelia and Owen while we're at it.
Yeah,
yeah. I feel like if Kelly was here, she'd be like, "Oh, she must have had that baby."
No, you know what, Kelly? Let me get your back. They showed her stomach, and I was waiting for it because she was hiding under the blanket, right, in the, yeah, beginning of the episode. And I was like, "She's just not. They're just gonna hide her under the blanket, whatever." And then Maggie convinced her to go out to the hospital, and then she stood up, and I was waiting for it. I was like, Are they gonna sew her stomach when she walks away? And then they did, and it's flat. So I guess she,
yeah,
had the baby.
She must have had the baby, yeah.
I guess she is back now. I was a little over her avoiding Owen, so I'm glad that came, mm-hmm, out. That came not even to a head. It was just kind of touched on because, mm-hmm, they still have these unresolved issues.
Absolutely.
That, yes, they still haven't talked about.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about that?
Well, I just want her to be done. Like, I'm kind of over Amelia right now. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for her to be...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about leaving the show, but, like, definitely...
Just done with this issue that she's,
yeah,
having.
Yeah, exactly.
Owen. And, like, I don't want to jump too far ahead, but kind of... The next episode is previewed. Like, Owen's kind of over it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you in or you're out. You know what I mean? And I think, like, that's
he
how we're feeling.
He just keeps repeating,
like,
relationship patterns.
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
So we also need to tap into what's wrong with Owen.
Because, mm-hmm,
like, no, but no, seriously, I mean, when you continue... excuse me. But when you continue to go through the same thing in relationships, you need to take a step back.
And who are you in this
preach,
thing?
Who's the common preach,
like, what keeps it? You, exactly. Ooh,
yeah,
preach.
No, that's
counseling service
a
here. Oh, I want to come in for a counseling. So, I don't know. Anything more? I mean, it's been a while since we did two episodes in one day, so I want to make sure we don't miss anything important.
What I was going to say, I wanted to touch on Arizona and Richard, like, their relationship, mm-hmm, and because she has his back as well, and she's trying, and she's still kind of against, what's her name? I always forget
Minnick,
because, mm-hmm, I don't like her, so, mm-hmm, I'm sure. kind of against her... I'm sorry. Minnick just like she raffles me. So she's still trying to like grasp the situation with the learning system too. So she's mm-hmm. not totally for it yet, but she is starting to like Minnick, and you know we see their relationship go a little bit
yes,
further.
Yes, absolutely.
But at the same time, you know she's still on Richard's side. So when he walked in and caught them kissing.
Yeah.
You could see it in his face, like, the confusion, like, the, okay, I'm sorry, but also,
with
like...
disappointment.
Yeah, like, what's
I
happening
I thought you were
here?
On my side.
Yeah,
he's losing his core. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that was his... He used to be her wing woman.
Yeah, woman, whatever. Just taking a step back from that, mm-hmm. was I the only one in this episode when they were having that conversation about her being like, I have a date tonight, but I can cancel it, blah, blah, blah. I wanted her to tell him so
be
bad.
Be honest yeah. and like, tell
I
the just, truth.
Because I was like, mm-hmm. if he finds out, which I didn't know was going to happen in the yeah. end of this episode at the time, but I wanted her to just be honest, because if he found out, it just makes it that much worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's almost like it's kind of sets the mood like, well, were you going to turn on me? You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. it's like, you're still in my face, like, I'm on your side, I don't really like her way, and blah, 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 but yet you're
it's almost
her.
Like having two faces.
Right, yeah. exactly. So what's real here?
But it also makes it seem like Robbins was doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have to hide it, you think that you're doing something wrong.
Right.
Right.
And she's not.
No, I mean, she just... I like them together. I've been saying that from... I like them. I like...
They're growing on
Minnick, oh, Minnick and Arizona together? It's starting to grow on you a little bit?
It's
Minnick. It makes sense. It makes absolute... Oh, because you just don't sense. Like Minnick. Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. I mean, I just... I want them to move on, but now I feel like there is going to be a rift. Do we think that Richard is going to... hold that against Minnick now because Arizona didn't tell him about their relationship?
I think it's going to be more so towards Arizona.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Because mm-hmm. how would you be if in your real life relationships, if one a coworker that you're close with didn't tell you about somebody, your arch enemy? Well, mm-hmm. I don't know if we want to call them that arch enemy,
almost,
but
pretty much.
Yeah, it's like dueling. They're definitely dueling, and then didn't tell him. Oh yeah, we're romantically involved.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also Grace Sloan, so things happen. Things go down at the hospital, so. She's obviously a lesbian, and so am I. I'm going to get it. So, let's see. Owen just needs to have a baby, like, backtracking. Yeah, needs happiness and a baby. That's true.
True.
Yeah, I agree, Grace fan. I mean, he does need something else in his life, which is why I agreed with us 2 weeks ago when we were like, Amelia just needs to be by herself. Because
agreed.
I feel like Owen...
She's a great surgeon.
Yeah, and I feel like Owen just needs to be by himself.
True.
Because like we said, you know, when you're the common denominator of a certain situation, or situations, plural, mm-hmm. you need to take a step back and reevaluate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he just needs to be by himself, reevaluate himself, and then if you want a family, go do it by yourself. Clearly everybody else...
Or adopt, even.
Yeah, or if you still want a date, that's like your first question. Hi, how are you? So,
do you
want
babies?
Yeah.
And if they're like, no, then bye.
Bye, right, yeah. Exactly, you know?
Next.
And then Jazz 41173 is on point today, bringing up Marin Riggs, which, like I had said earlier, I'm glad that they gave Riggs a little bit more of, you know, a surgical aspect this time, because they're not just bringing him
up. Yeah, it's not just being flirty and sexy.
Yeah, but there was a little bit of that last episode, and I like those two together.
I agree.
Meredith and Riggs together.
Absolutely.
And I never thought that I would say that.
And Maggie
after...
just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a whole other thing, and I'm not really going to be in the mood for it. But I feel like even Maggie in that episode kind of was like, I feel like you guys need to be together. She kind of touched on it, and I was like, oh, maybe she's actually mm-hmm. over Riggs.
Yeah, maybe.
They still got to put it, because it's too good to not add that in there, because she likes her first.
Yes.
So it's
mm-hmm.
going to be in there.
And she told Meredith, like, Meredith
yes,
knew about that.
Exactly.
You know,
so that has to be, like, a little sister dynamic of upset. Mm-hmm. It has to be. So he will... Definitely
mm-hmm.
Weber will be like
probably not mad, but just disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
just
so.
4113. We are 41173. There we go. I'm like, which way?
What
is
numbers,
it?
Girl.
Leslie T had a good point when she's like, April just needs to talk to Owen about fear of pregnancy. We know, Leslie. We know every character on this show just literally needs to talk
to each other and have a real life conversation
and they never
be
do.
Real with each other. They just kind of glance over each other.
Yeah.
Do. And it's frustrating, but I guess obviously it's TV. You guys.
Well, that's why it's called Civil War, too. Like,
yeah. I mean, yeah.
Civil, but it's all at war.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just think of all the relationships. Like,
yeah.
they're still civil to each other, but we're at war. I don't like you. You know what I mean?
Well, also civil war, because it's like the if you think about the civil war,
it's within. It's within.
Exactly.
The divide within.
So there's that. Yeah. And then I just want to touch up on the case really quick.
Okay. Because
I
thought a couple of cases.
The case that was in the last episode with the dad and the deep fryer.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did it have a gay couple involved, but it also had a different right? But it also had a different dynamic that I've never seen them do in a patient case before, which was it was the significant other's fault that the patient was in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
but then the family turns against the significant other, which I thought was, I mean, it was brilliant watching it unfold, mm-hmm. but it was sad seeing it unfold because
it
I just, the sister was all gung-ho about being like, well, it was his fault, and then, you know, sorry, I wrote down their names from last week,
mm-hmm.
Rodney, who was the boyfriend, was saying, you know, it's not his fault, Pam. Like, you just need to let it go. And poor Jim is sitting there like, you know, I just want to make sure he's okay. Yeah. Like, is there anything I can do for you guys? And then Rodney slowly starts to turn on him because Pam has such resentment toward this guy for almost killing their father.
Mm-hmm.
How would you guys feel in that situation? If you were with somebody...
Okay, I'm taking it in right now.
Go ahead. If you were with somebody... And that person almost killed one of your parents. And you're sitting in the hospital
waiting
room.
Well, my parents... No, I'm just kidding. kidding. Sorry, Mom and Dad. Just kidding.
Like, how would you feel in that situation?
I don't know how it would feel. I don't know. I can't really pick... Mm-hmm. If my significant other... Okay, let me... Okay, I'm thinking about my significant other right now. And they almost killed my mom or dad. Like, thanks for protecting me. I'm kidding. That's really bad.
Your mom is gonna be
no, my mom. Mother's gonna get me. She knows I'm a comic.
Gonna, like,
I always say this.
Here,
it would be a really tough call because mm-hmm. it's like it's the family versus, you know,
yeah.
the significant other, mm-hmm. which, you know, technically most people say, oh, I can get another boyfriend, but family is blood is thicker than water, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It'd be difficult. It depends on the family situation yeah. and the dynamics. I don't know. How would you do it?
I would say, like you, I can't really speak from that point of view because mm-hmm. it's like, that's tough. You know what I mean? And because that was his fiance. So that takes it a step further. Like, yeah. it's someone they plan to get married at yeah. some point. You know? So
you know it's deep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
very
it's
deep.
Deep. So it's not.
Like
that
the deep fryer.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
Just snorted.
Anyway, but it's just so. I like the double meanings in Chambaland.
But as far as the significant other is concerned, what was his name?
Jim.
Jim. So he could have just kind of fell back a little bit. You may not right. want to go away and leave at that moment because then that can be taken the wrong way. Like, okay, you just like ditched the scene when things got rough, you know? But I think he was still overdoing it a little bit. And he was probably just, you know, super...
felt
guilty, but I think like you kind of have to maybe just like try to kind of take a step back. Okay, I'm here for you. Apologize, and then kind of just be there.
Yes, you know? Exactly. It's tough. What about you?
I mean, it was just heartbreaking. I don't think that I would go against him, but I did feel like I would probably, because like you said, mm-hmm. Jim was being a little aggressive with mm-hmm. wanting to be there and being like, yeah. what can I get for you guys? Is there anything I can do? Blah, blah, blah. And I get that you just feel guilty, but I just need you to take a step back because just looking at you reminds me of what just happened mm-hmm. and I just need a second.
Okay. Yeah.
So you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that they should make it as like detrimental as it was mm-hmm. because I felt like Rodney is like, wedding's off. That's it.
yeah.
I don't want you in our lives. Like yeah. no more. And they didn't really resolve it in the end, which was sad.
They're coming back.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You never
possibly.
Know. You know. But, I mean, I just thought that was a really interesting case, and I'm glad mm-hmm. that they kind of touched up on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Me too. So, I don't...
Going into this
Yeah, let's just
episode.
Go into this. Who is he, and what is he to you? I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts off with Gray apparently going to Montana with Jackson, but then he's surprised when April shows up at the... Mm-hmm. And, of course, Catherine completely... manipulates yeah. that whole situation as per usual because mama knows best.
She
yes,
has her
queen.
She has her
such
foot
a queen.
In everything.
She does,
yeah.
but
yeah.
you know, it's so funny that in this episode, I was able to understand a little bit more about Catherine and
yes.
her
mm-hmm.
motivation
mm-hmm.
Based on everything that's happened. I'm like, oh, I to be honest, like she's so rigid that I don't like her all the time, but I'm definitely warming up to her tremendously through her relationship with April and what we found out about her experience and how Avery came to be Avery.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I think the one thing that I was looking forward in this episode when the preview for last week had stated that it was going to be mostly Jackson and April,
mm-hmm.
was seeing why Jackson is so unhappy and why he's so angry all the time.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that they would get into this episode, which they did.
Yeah.
Because in the last episode, they ended it with him in that confrontation with his mom, Catherine, and she being like, I just want you to be happy. Mm-hmm. Are you happy? And he's like, yeah, and then just storms out of the room.
Which clearly he means he's not happy.
Which clearly is not. And I just don't understand. I just didn't understand where all of his
anger was
coming from.
And you know, and if you think about it, maybe this does explain a little bit why he's so close to Richard, too. Because he's, you know, he doesn't have his know who his dad is. But this man is this great, awesome dude that's standby, very clear, very honest, always there, loves his mom. So it makes sense to why he defends him. Because as far as father figures, that's a father figure.
Yeah.
Even though his mom was, like, I would say that his mom was definitely a mother and a father.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you brought that up because Richard and Jackson do have a lot of history. Where he's literally the only father figure in Jackson's life. And he really has just not only been a teacher for him, but a friend.
Yeah.
And somebody that he could talk to and respect. So yeah, I do think that you have a really great point, Shannon. I think that he is the closest father figure that Jackson has.
Right. And it, I mean, the episode, again, the opening was powerful. Last episode with Richard sleeping out at the hospital. Now this episode, the power in telling the hospital, Avery Medical, not telling the father of the kid we're actually going to need your organs.
Yeah.
And nobody told them. They were like, I'm thinking that you can save it. That was just so powerful and dramatic for me. I was like, what? And I was looking at you and I was like, what is going on? Like,
that was heartbreaking for me.
I was like, this is too much.
It just more and more kept coming. And then the dad was so excited. Like, oh, you guys are here. And hopefully you have an answer. You can save him.
Exactly.
It's his birthday. And like, double digits. So he's turning 10. Like, right. It's kind of a big thing.
And then Jackson opened up a little bit more than I ever expected because we never talk too much about the stillborn baby.
Samuel.
We don't talk about Samuel too much. And then he's like, I know what it's like to lose a son. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, he's bringing his personal business into and even April was like, whoa, but we're doctors. We're supposed to be in our head. But it's like that compassion that Richard has taught him, obviously, to be able to identify you're not just a patient on the table. I'm picking up what you're putting down, Shondaland.
I completely agree with you guys. I think there was so much juice in that moment of that dad and his son that it was only in the first five minutes and then it was over. And I felt like I wanted to bring the dad back. I wanted to bring wanted to bring him something because
and then to find out that it didn't even help the kid. It didn't even hopefully the other organs helped some other kids.
Yeah.
But that particular organ did not help the throat patient.
Right.
Which is, you know,
Well, what I was going to say is maybe help some other kids, but that's kind of the point that Jackson made in the little touch that he kind of with his compassion.
With the kid, it wasn't
when he lost his son, like I had to find a meaning in that, you know?
Exactly.
When it was happening, I was like, this is not going to go well.
Yeah, this
I
is
was
heavy.
Really expecting
I thought the dad was going to go off and I punch him.
But when, you know, when basically Jackson connected with him. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean? Like, I've been in your
compassion,
place.
Empathy.
That compassion,
that sometimes the doctors at Gray's seem to lack a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also picked up on the enormity of what the Avery name means.
Mm-hmm.
The private jet to the other hospital.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this family got some money. This is like some real deep pocket
real money.
Dough.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's generation.
That's yes. why I was like, maybe that's why Jackson's not happy because he was born into this family. And I was thinking maybe he has a similarity with his dad that he's maybe jealous that he can't leave.
That's
he
true.
He is stuck in this.
And maybe his roots, I mean, because his dad is his born dad is the real deep rooted connection to the family. And maybe he doesn't feel any deeper roots besides that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he was born into it, but like, just think his dad kind of cut it off and they kind of like, I like that quote when he said, I was born into it, but she was born for it.
Yeah.
And that's
and
a different type
talking
of
about Catherine. Mm-hmm.
Different type of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Also, Jackson, I didn't write it down because I don't remember the quote exactly, but Jackson made reference to the fact that like his father gave up, his father quit and walked out and he didn't. Like, you couldn't hack it like me either.
Mm-hmm.
But like, he still is staying in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that just shows the difference between the two of them.
Yes, know? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I didn't understand why Jackson was drinking heavily the way he was. And I was like, wait, you just told April she can't have champagne on the plane.
Right.
Well, but you're drinking. And then we later later learn.
But then we find out. Yeah. Because I'm like, the I've enormity. Never seen Jackson drink like this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I know him. But I was like, yeah. What's going on?
I was like, he's like, fine. He's fine even when he's drunk.
I just didn't like how aggressive he was towards April, because that just brings me back to the anger issues that he has that are stemming from only
now
God
we're starting
what.
To see why.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I liked about this episode, is that we got a little bit more behind Jackson's story. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
It was very meaty. I felt like, honestly, when I was watching the show last week, nothing really captured me. I still watched it, but I was like, argh. But this episode, mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is so much meat in here. Because like, wow.
It was something different. I mean, mm-hmm. even Jackson was, you know, narrating the episode, except for, mm-hmm. and not Meredith. You know, it was central to Jackson and seeing what he has gone through or what he has to go through in his everyday life, mm-hmm. with this struggle of not having a dad. And while being a dad.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And you know, another hidden meeting that I'm starting to catch, maybe I'm completely off on this, but the little girl, the possibility of not her not being able to speak, and like so much stuff that goes unsaid at Grey's Anatomy in general, and picking up on like how he couldn't, at first he couldn't really speak to his dad, mm-hmm. and it's like just not having your voice heard, and mm-hmm. not being able to like explain,
right?
Yeah, instead drinking to cover up the pain, mm-hmm. of it. Mm-hmm. I thought that was again, go ahead, the writers,
right, like, yeah, because in April,
the vocal not being, I just want her to be able to have her voice heard. April was like, you need to be able to have your voice heard.
Mm-hmm. She's like, you came here to say something. Don't leave until you do.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that mm-hmm. all ties in.
Let's actually talk about April for a second, because
yes,
I love that April was with him, mm-hmm. not only because I wanted them to have a reconciliation on this trip,
yeah,
which
Jay
they
bro,
did, which
they
I'm
did.
Really glad about
yes.
that, but I want them to be a team together, because they do mm-hmm. work very well
they
together.
Do.
We
yes.
have fought for them. In
orchestrated
the past.
By Catherine.
Of
she
course.
Totally did that.
They've
Gray
been,
is all of a sudden not available.
Yeah. They've been, you know, through a lot of stuff mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. So when they were going through their, you know, her going to Iraq and then leaving mm-hmm. him and then all of these past things, I'm glad that they were able to push that aside mm-hmm. and just come through it. And I was hoping that with them saving the kid,
it took a minute though. I mean, they went through it.
I mean, like, I feel like them saving the kid brought back this is where we started,
yeah.
being a team mm-hmm. and completing and finishing stuff together. Mm-hmm. And then this is where we need to go back to.
And
then
April
that's
also opening her eyes to the fact that he's having stuff with his dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She was just like, whoa, like
and
that's
then, and then she
what
realized
is going on.
Why Catherine made her come.
Because yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yes. She was like, mm-hmm. ding, ding, ding. My mother-in-law is smart, or mm-hmm. ex-mother-in-law, whatever you want to call it. He's like, what's your name? Robert Avery. What? Okay.
Right, yeah.
Now I get it. You're like, Avery?
Opinion.
Yeah. She's like, excuse me? She was like, excuse me?
Well, let's actually talk about April and Catherine's relationship, because they've come pretty far as
yes,
well.
Yes, they have. Absolutely.
And I love that they are getting along so well. Jackson might not have. I feel like Jackson was a little jealous of
mm-hmm.
April,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is completely unfair to April.
I can understand being upset about Hamilton, though.
I mean, well, that was with Jackson. That was with Catherine and Richard.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about Jackson and April.
I'm getting
Catherine.
It mixed up.
Yeah, you are. But Catherine and April's just relationship has grown so much, and I feel like they have become friends,
mm-hmm.
which I was hoping that would happen. But now there's this. Do we think that this feud, because Jackson and April have made up, and now Jackson and Catherine have made up, that is that easy?
It might be, because I think there was so much closure mm-hmm. that happened with Jackson seeing his dad.
Right.
That was so much closure. He got to know, first of all, like I was saying earlier, Catherine really, truly, you get to understand her and her motivation and where she's coming from and how she had to be the mother and a father. And, you know, so that's why I liked it towards the end when he was just like, I just thank you, Mom.
Yeah.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
He's like,
mm-hmm.
for everything. I mean, he's my, you know.
And he kissed her twice. Yeah. And it was mm-hmm. like, it was just him showing and Russell realizing the sacrifices she's made and just everything that she's gone through with having to be a single mother. And not mm-hmm. only being a single mother, being a surgeon, being an Avery, like taking on that name. You know what I mean? And then carrying it, kind of taking the responsibility of the father in both ways.
Yes.
Carrying the name and taking care of the family.
Yeah. She did it.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so I think he has more appreciation for his mom now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love that April was there to help him, to help Jackson work through all that stuff. Because that's how they, again, they came together as a team. Because
mm-hmm.
he's like, he doesn't have the guts. And, you know, he's just like, wait a second. Like, this can happen. We can use the vowel from the gut to mm-hmm. connect it to the throat. Like,
yeah.
The,
right, yeah.
I thought that was brilliant. Doctors vibing off of doctors. But just taking a step back really
mm-hmm.
quick, was I the only one that was a little just like, why is this, like, the dad so happy to see him? And I half expected that he was going to be like, I didn't leave. Catherine kicked me out.
Oh, I thought that was gonna
I thought that was gonna be like a whole different like dynamic, and he was gonna go back and be like, you've been telling me something different my entire life. Because Jazz 4173 thinks that he calls him Pop Avery. Will be, do you think he'll be back? And I'm thinking that, that maybe I don't know. Wait, what'd you say the actor's name was again?
Eric Roberts.
He's too big of a name not to bring back. You know what I mean?
He's a big name, but he ain't Julia Roberts. Sorry.
I feel like Jazz 4173 has a good point. I think he is going to be back.
Maybe he'll come back and grow up a little bit. But he's the true epitome of Papa was a Rolling Stone. Mm-hmm. You know, he was born with the name, but he didn't want to have that name. He wanted to be the hippie that opens up the bar. I mean, he was, don't you know how like you're like the a king, like you're born a king, so you have to do that for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. He was just like, I don't want to take this on. Right. I want to go and be on a commune. I don't know. Like I looked at him and thought hippie, wanting to be not a doctor, but not wanting to be a parent.
But do we fault him for not wanting to be part of the Avery? Because we do realize that it's a huge responsibility.
I mean, no, I don't fault him for that. But still, that doesn't mean
you can still be a dad, you
know?
Right?
Yeah, you know, that's not okay. And I think the reason like he was so happy because I would assume by that time like Catherine was already in the medical field and things like that. So to stay with her meant you were still in there, you know, and to stay around and even possibly to raise your son, you're still connected.
I want to know more about the family. Yeah, so likewise. I think Jazz may have a really good point. He may be back to, because maybe he'll say, no, I know you said that I'm not a grandfather, but I'm part of, I realize now that I want to. So possibly.
That could be his redemption. Like, just like, I want to
like you guys remember when Sloan had his daughter come back and she was giving birth, but he was really never there for his daughter. But then he started wanting to be there for the grandbaby.
It's possible.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what's going to happen.
Because he kind of lit up. He's like, oh,
I'm a grandfather. No, you're not.
I said it no, too.
She's like, you're a seed.
And
I also thought they were going to go back to the bar and talk to the dad. Because, you know, he used to be a surgeon. And he was going to come up with the solution.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's what I thought was going to happen. But clearly
not. I was kind of surprised. I wonder why he was so upset that his dad didn't recognize him. I thought that was kind of weird. Like seeing somebody that you clearly... Because he had the medical, he was dropping hints. He had the medical thing. Did he not? I mean, I know he's biracial. So it's,
but at the same time, the hospital is like up the street, so he probably just didn't think anything of it. And so with that, I'm assuming he probably left very early on. You know what I mean? Yeah. Catherine had the baby. He's like, oh, okay,
did
bye.
He know that he was a dad though? Did you get the impression that he knew he was a dad before? Like he just wasn't there. I didn't get the answer. I was like, are they gonna say that? You know, have we ever? Oh, see, that's when Kelly will be, because she, okay, but
I feel like because his reaction,
anybody out there, have we ever heard leave the family business if you want? Okay,
wait, what do we have? But not your child.
He was also a mentor to Jackson, okay, like a dad or a,
I just feel like going back to the point when Jackson was upset that he didn't recognize him on some level, I think it's a little naive because it's like it's been years. We're talking maybe 25, 30 years. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't
and
recognize.
Jackson is what, 35?
Yeah.
35.
And we don't exactly know what time or what time frame exactly. Left, so we don't exactly know. We're thinking really small child. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's heartbreaking to think that your dad, your own father, biological father, doesn't recognize you. But at the same time, let's think like humanly and accurately. Like this isn't, he's not going to recognize you. Like. Right. People don't remember.
I saw something on YouTube the other day where this little girl, this mother gave up her baby when she was born, and the little girl walked in. She never seen a little girl, and she's 20 years old now, and she knew right away that was her daughter. But maybe that could be a different mother daughter thing.
I was gonna say that. Okay, a lot of times people like to get on you when you're like, oh, the mother daughter relationship could be a little bit different, but sometimes it is because the mother carried the child. There's a different connection there. So I think with the mom, it could be different. But that's why I say I think it's early on, like when he was a baby, because some people, like if you see my picture as a toddler, I kind of look the same.
I'm
just a little bit older. Too. You know, like, what I mean? Like, right, exactly. Everyone's always like, you've had the same face your whole life. You know?
Same.
So,
what about you? Have you looked the same since you were a baby?
Yeah. No, I didn't. No.
Okay.
No.
I looked a little bit.
You evolved.
So that's the thing. Maybe either Jackson looks a lot different now, or I think it was just very, very early on when he was still a baby.
That's true. But it could also have been more of like, you know, Robert Avery's character just being like, I want to forget. Like, I don't want to remember.
Or he smoked so much weed that he probably don't remember much. And he, so he was upset that he didn't recognize them. But when he said, "Are you happy?" and he said, "Yes, I'm very," like, he just seemed, he was so upset because his father, it's like, you're not affected by the fact that I wasn't your son, wasn't in your life.
And you could see Jackson tearing coffee. Up in that moment. So he said, "Oh yeah, I'm happy." It's like, he had
with his beautiful eyes.
I've seen him in person. Oh
yes.
I had to remember he was married. I was like, he's married.
Beautiful woman. Yes, but that I think that was upsetting too. Mm-hmm. Equal, more upsetting, the fact that you're happy, like you just went and had a great life, like with seemingly no regrets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe this meeting with Jazz could be completely right. Mm-hmm. The dad could come back and say, "Wait a second, I just realized that I need a completion, and that's mm-hmm. with my son and my I have yeah. a granddaughter. I have possibly a daughter-in-law."
It's funny because Gray's has like a running theme of and Gray's fan and Jazz are talking about it in the chat room about you know, Sloan going back and being more of like a mentor to Jackson, and then if we think about it, Richard went back with Maggie, and now he's like a mentor, kind of building that relationship with her. I think if ever Eric Roberts does come back, I feel like he would come back more of like a mentor. Like, I just want to like mentor you, but then at the same time, he's not a surgeon for his anymore. Coffee. So, I mean, Starbucks.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. I guess we're kind of bleeding into predictions. Do you guys want to?
Let's
just start getting into predictions. I think
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah, so let's just get into it. What are we predicting for just anything?
I mean, like I just touched on, I really think that yes, Eric Roberts will be back, because like people in the chat have said, you know, it's too big of a name not to bring back.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was very left on, there were a lot of things left unsaid. Like, he didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. He didn't really fight for himself. So I think that he will be back. I think that's definitely going to cause a rift between Catherine and Richard, because they're going through whatever they're going through. Because yes, Jackson and Catherine's feud might be a little settled now, but Catherine and Richards is not.
Yeah, it's not.
So something's gonna happen in that. And then
it's great storylines.
It is. No, they're great storylines. Yeah. I hope that the writers explore them. Mm-hmm. And I think with Riggs and Meredith, we're just speaking on the preview that we saw after this last episode, I feel like that's gonna go somewhere. I hope it does. I really like Meredith and Riggs together. But they need to stop playing games.
Yeah.
And I think that that's gonna come to a head, because I think that Meredith recognizes that, and Riggs Meredith recognizes that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think they're gonna start to get together, and I agree. I do believe Eric Roberts' character is coming back. And then I think it was Leslie T was saying that Catherine said she had to take Jackson away from the dad to protect him.
I remember that.
So I do. So then yes, he probably will come back, so that we can get deeper into this story. It's exactly why they left and why everything happened with that family. So yeah, that's my prediction for them.
All right, you guys are turning my attention back to that. Is a strong possibility. I believe now that the Papa Avery will be back. Mm-hmm. Papa was a Rolling Stone, and he's going back to Grace Sloan. Go, Papa. I can understand. I would say Robert, or it's whatever. I know what you're trying to say, though. But Riggs and Meredith, absolutely going to get together. I've seen that coming for the longest time. I do think it's going to be an issue with Maggie. I think she's, because she's kind of she could be a little whiny sometime. And I think I think she's going to whine about that.
Yeah.
Amelia and Owen has to come to a head. We have to deal with that. We have to figure it out. Hopefully Owen will meet, hopefully maybe Minnie could have a sister or something. I don't know. Maybe she'll bring somebody. We need Owen to, like,
do we really think Owen and Amelia are not going to make it?
No, I don't think they're going to make it. Because he wants a baby.
Yeah, she really doesn't want kids. Like, go, because Owen would be a great father.
I never wanted them together. So,
okay. I mean, so you're like, okay with this.
I'm good with it. Go. Like, but they need to talk. They'll let it go. And we need a love interest for Owen that's going to be right for him.
And I'm so excited about Jackson and April back together. J-Pro. I think it's going to...
That's a good one.
Yes, I think they said it, because I followed him on Instagram, and I think he said J-Pro.
I was going to say that, because I was wondering, like, why... It was like they were making these movie poster things with just them. I'm like, okay.
Yes.
Why is this happening? But now I get
it. You know, they're going
to
give...
Those kind of pertains to this episode.
Absolutely. And I believe it's going to continue on. I don't think it's going to... Hopefully it's not that awkwardness, don't you know? Because she does things that's so annoying. And I feel like she might get annoyed and be like, are we back together?
She'll make it awkward. Like, girl, you're grown. You want to do it or not? You want to be with him or not?
Well, that's why I liked when they were laying in bed together this last episode. And she was like, you're a good father. Like, you took us in we didn't need to.
And he protects them.
He protects them.
So hopefully she's evolved.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah. And regardless of what was going on with them at work, they never, it felt like at least they never brought it home, except for the Tinder thing. I don't know. That was kind of funny. Remember when they were together? Yeah. No, no. When they were recently had the baby and she's tried to start dating again. Yeah. And they had like a Tinder episode. You know, whatever, yeah, like swiping left or whatever.
But they saw each other on last episode. They kind of brought the episode 15.
They brought it
kinda,
home.
Yeah, they kind of had their little back and forth. And that's when she brought up, like, are you jealous of me? And things like that. So, but I'm hoping, I like them together. So
me too. This little, I hope so too. I think it'd be very sweet.
You guys, before we wrap up, I do have to shout out some fan predictions because they are going in the chat room
right now.
somebody, I forgot because you scrolled up too much, but somebody said that they think that Richard Weber is leaving the show. And then Grace fan is hitting me right now. He says, Megan, Riggs' sister, will come back as soon as Meredith and Riggs get together.
We've heard that a couple of weeks ago. Deep. Somebody else suggested that, too. I believe that's very possible.
I mean, we'll see. Anything's possible. If there's nobody, it's always possible, you guys. Megan might still be alive out there somewhere. And in terms of Richard leaving the show, I hope not.
Yeah,
that would break my heart. That would break my heart.
Yes.
I don't know what I would do.
Because then we're really only holding on to, like, Meredith and Carez.
No!
I mean, and Bailey, too, but, like...
We can't let, we need him for sure. All right, so where can we find you guys? I forgot to do that in the beginning of the show. Where can we find you, Lanisha?
So you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lanisha_33.
Awesome. You guys can find me at I Am Timothy Mike on all social media platforms, and I will be doing the On Produce Table Read series with Jeff Graham tomorrow morning on Popcorn Talk. And where can they find you?
Introduce yourself. You can find me at Shannon Bobo on all social media, and I do follow back. Guys, come back to us next week when we do see if any of our predictions come true. Right. Yes. Bye, guys.
Bye, you guys.
Next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.